never said, well, there you go, big man. Harry, this is Ron. Ron, this is Harry, my brother. You guys should really talk to one another. Ron runs the calf and Harry's starting up a place of his own if he can. They raise their glasses up. Good to meet you, Ron. Oh, pleasure's all mine. Ron looks into Harry's eyes and recognizes how to shine. Harry, he says the name to himself before he's led away and introduced to someone else. It hits Pete like a fist where every finger wears a ring. He couldn't blink or breathe or think or anything. Yeah, you remember the 23rd of November. I met you in the Hotel Hacienda. We had a couple drinks, you knew the bartender. You had a whiskey sour and I had a Monumental. We went up in the lift, they was playing Enya. That made you laugh. You said that Enya sent you round the bend. People scared that you'd been sleeping with men. So he asked me to investigate. Now in your defense, you was very professional. I was very tense, but I have to say my favorite part was the happy end. Mine's a pint of sea view. Ron only had to look at the coke and he knew. She was dumbstruck, she could feel herself going numb. Clutch thumbs in her fist, felt unstuck. This is wrong, fuck this. Her stomach heaved. You set me up instead of just talking to me. Oh, what about trust? Guts twisted. Pete was stuck to the spot. His lips shifted. He couldn't make a sound. Gale stood still, calm. Pete stared down, reached out, touched the arm. She shook you off solely. But hear this, let's clear this up right now. Your numbers are up, son. I have found you out. You don't know who I work for. Men who have hurt more men than the world wars. When you were first born, they were killing men who were worth more than 10 of your kind. Are you out of your mind? Look, don't worry, son. I'm in no hurry, son. I'll have you on the run like a funny curry, son. Go back inside and make sure your brother's having fun. Just know this, any day now I'll be coming, son. Feeling weak, she took her breath hard, slamming its head against the wall. You got yourself in trouble with my uncle? Yeah. He stared at the skyline, he tried to find the right word. I gotta leave town and tonight at the latest. They stopped walking, turned, looked into each other's face. And I want you to come with me. Time stopped, Harry waited. She said nothing, she raised her eyebrows like he did on the night they met. In this way they spoke at length and his heart heard what her eyes said. He said nothing, he just felt and hoped that he was understood. Then she felt something in her melt and lightning flashed and thunder shook. He stared at her until she heard and felt an energy go surging through her. She nodded, his pulse raced. He reached down beside him, bore out a suitcase stuffed full of cash. Leon smiled at them both. Let's fucking do it, he said. Away they drove. Trainers and feet, clenched fists and black eyes and chipped teeth. Their dads had tried to get in between them. It was like they couldn't wait to get involved. Graham was beating David's skull with his elbows. David was kneeing Graham's nether regions and Miriam was at the bar weeping. Ron was pleased as punch with the outcome of the evening, while Becky, Harry and Leon headed for the Beyond, up to Dover for the ferry and from there wherever.